Thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
Yeah, my pleasure.
So first of all, what was the research that has actually gone into these findings, and how do you actually measure the amount of plants there are on a planet?
So what we've done is to analyze the all the data, all the observations from three different sensors that have been on board of multiple satellites over the last 30 years, put it all together to come up with a comprehensive picture of how the greening of the Earth, you know, has changed over those 30 years. And specifically the sensors, what they measure, it's the reflected green light from the plants, which is that green light is telling us that plants are alive and can actually uptake carbon. They can enable the plants to grow.
So the term greening, it means an increasing amount of leaf area in a landmass. But what sort of plant life are we actually referring to here? Is it a specific type, or are all plants affected equally?
So the sensors have been just going all over, you know, the Earth, you know, thousands and thousands of times over the 30 years. And basically they capture everything. So we've seen greening like in the tropics, that is the forest canopies in the tropical regions becoming denser with more leaves. We see in some semi-arid regions, including in Australia, plants kind of growing in places that they were not growing. And even we see plants growing in areas very cold, like in the northern Russia and northern North America, where it's so cold that plants have a very limited time to grow. And because, you know, the warming that we can talk a little more about it, you know, has enabled them to actually grow longer. That's what we call the tundra. You know, these are shrubby, short stature plants.
So how much greening have we actually seen happen?
So the greening has been spectacular. So I just want to say that we actually knew that there were parts of the world greening. We've known this thing for a while. What was really spectacular of this analysis is that it showed that as much as half of the entire, you know, land is greener today than it was 30 years ago. And that came as a little of a shock, because we didn't expect such a pervasive effect all throughout the land masses. In fact, I shall give you a very specific detail. The way we have measured how much additional greening and leaf area exists in today's planet versus 30 years ago is equivalent in area two and a half Australia's areas. So that's how much more greening we have put in the Earth over the past 20 years. It's an incredible amount of, greening.
2.5 Australias. Wow, that's amazing.
It's 18 million square kilometers additional of greening.
So how much has the carbon dioxide levels had to actually increase for these levels of greening to be seen?
Yeah, so basically, just let me first say that the dominant process by which this greening is happening, it's because the excess carbon dioxide we put into the atmosphere, because of combustion of fossil fuels and deforestation, plants grow happier and better when they have more carbon dioxide. We've known this thing for many, many years. Even in the world of agriculture, you know, there's been a lot of using injections of carbon dioxide in greenhouse gases just to speed up growth. And we're doing now this global experiment with the combustion of fossil fuels. So over the period 30 years, we've seen almost 50 parts per million increase in carbon dioxide. So we are now close to 400 parts per million currently, which means that when the study started, it was about 350 parts per million.
Some absolutely huge numbers there. And just before we let you go, Pep, the knee-jerk reaction would be, I guess, that more plants are a good thing. But what impact will this actually have on the environment?
Yeah, so, I mean, as a whole, you know, we're better off with the greening planet than with the browning planet. There's no that about it. But when you look at regionally, of course, you know, I mean, greening is good for some things, but greening may not be good for other things. The specific example is that some areas, particularly semi-arid regions, more greening means that plants will be taking also more of the water available to grow, which means that less water will be available to, you know, for runoff going into the rivers and waterways, which then could potentially be used by humans, either in agriculture or other services. And so you do have issues that specifically and very regionally, could be an issue. Now, in many other areas, of course, more green means also more biomass and more food to support bigger native populations of whatever animals you have, in which depending on the part of the world you are looking at.
Well, Pep, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
My pleasure.